For those who are used to sitting, you can also sit, no problem. Sitting is the same. When you can maintain awareness of the object of meditation, like your breathing, you can use it first. But after you stabilize already, you lie down, it becomes very different. You find it very easy to do meditation. Whereas actually the sitting one, the anapanasati help you to be in a state of calm. Awareness of the in and out breath means it actually anchor your mind there. Then when you anchor the mind, it become more peaceful, more calm. But your leg being crossed is not fully relaxed, very difficult to relax. But some people like that state because it's a firm foundation. Then they will go into calmness, absorption and all. That's why they find that very interesting. But the main purpose ultimately is not the calmness and the absorption alone, it's the awareness. So the awareness, even anapanasati, you have to have the ability to relax. Relax until the breathing on its own. Initially, it will become like long breath because the sati, when it starts to arise and stabilize, it will enable you to experience the piti and the sukham. So you continue to relax into it. This breathing become like very, very long. Then like the whole process of one in breath or one out breath is like very clear to you. Like a lot of things inside there you can see, you can understand. There are so many phenomena inside there. And you can experience all that. That's why that clarity is very beautiful. That every time you draw your breath or you exhale your breath, you become very calm. Because that sati is there. That mindfulness or the in and out breath, anapanasati is there. But people tend to go into absorption, strong calmness. That's how it went into apanasamadhi and they will go into what they call energy field and all those things. Yeah, it's like that type of meditation is very interesting. But they don't know that you have to relax until finally the breathing become very subtle, very short. After that, a lot of people don't know what to do. Yeah, they don't know what is happening. They don't know they have to release it out into upacara samadhi and go into daily mindfulness. So the daily mindfulness part, the pure mind that is aware, not a conditioned state, not in a state of what they call strong concentration or absorption, apana samadhi. Even upacara also, if it comes from a natural awareness that develop the daily mindfulness and reach upacara, is good. But if from apana come out, when you reach upacara, you need to relax more, relax into it. Then let that object of meditation become very natural. Means the breathing in, the breathing out become very natural. Then when you can maintain mindfulness of that in and out breath, that thing become very different again. It become very subtle and very short, like you cannot feel your breath. That is actually the phase where the mind wants to go into sati already. The mind wants to enter sati, but they don't know. So they like don't know what is happening. Then they try to focus again. They try to concentrate again. They try to bring out the anapanasati again. If you do that, it becomes energy field. It becomes absorption, concentration. That's why after that, the best is you go do the lying down one. Now, lying down one, you won't go into absorption and concentration because you are very relaxed and your posture is very relaxed. So when you do whatever mindfulness, whether it's at your nostril or at your heart area or at wherever there is any vibration or phenomenal activity that your mindfulness can detect, just let it rest there. So the best one is around your heart area initially. But if you are used to Anapanasati, initially when you lie down, you can go to the Anapanasati there also. Then you realize that Anapanasati is very easy to do, but you are less calm. You will not go into absorption. You will maintain awareness there. And then after that, it's supposed to fall to your heart naturally. Where Anapanasati connect you to the heart. That's how it happened to me. Then later on, I relax and stay at the heart area because my last guide told me where the gateway is. So that's why when he asked me to relax, maintain awareness, then when he activated that gateway, my nature straight away knew what the thing is. All my energy moved and I went into that. That's why I can now share with you all this understanding and let you all have the ability to do all this. Otherwise, it's not easy. I realize very few cultivator or even meditation master or teacher can have this type of understanding. But this is awareness-based meditation. This is not concentration, not jhana, and all those things. This is a field that is very seldom taught or seldom developed. We are very few people understand this type of awareness-based meditation.